very thought of you. Get that mood indigo.
Sounds bad. That part sounds bad.
We need to get you to sign a release that allows us to continue to use
That's fine, but the last part sounds bad, you know? I mean, this is a family show.
When did that start?
Well, you heard the last part. It sounds
what
bad.
What does your perverted mind think it sounds like?
Hey, folks, I'm not thinking anything. What's going through your mind?
This whole journey as a broadcaster
started. I don't do those things anymore.
It started on a Friday night at Hooters. Do you remember? Before the very first Jaguars game. No. It started.
Liar.
Back in 1995.
I remember.
The week of the first game.
Sure.
We started a brand new show. It was then the Hooters countdown to kickoff. Yeah, there's the banner. Yeah. And it was an hour and a half show, and they said, hey, yeah, you got to go do the show. And I said, what do you mean I got to go do the show? Who's doing it with me? No, it's just you. I said, what am I supposed to talk about? And they said, the game, just you. So I'd known Vic for all of 6-8 weeks, and I said, hey, will you come do the show? I can't pay you, but I can pay you in wings and beer. And so we started every...
and you're still working for the same thing.
And you're still working for that.
Where's my wing? I got my beer.
And here we are all these years later, finishing up the Jacksonville radio career of Vic Ketchman.
Do you know what I remember the most from that year at Hooters?
I remember you yelling at
other
me
than
once.
Hooters.
Yeah.
The thing I remember the most is that late in the season when you guys were about 2-12.
Yeah. 7-game losing streak. Yeah.
Right?
Kind of tough.
They asked us to go to the back of the store so we could, the restaurant, so we could make room for people who were eating.
It's
the truth.
It was tough.
Brian and I were not more than 7 steps from the toilet.
That was at the landing.
Yeah, when we did it at the landing. Right? stuck us all the way back.
Then that's a Hooters thing, because that happened in Dallas to me.
It was a Hooter moment.
They moved us. They said, we need room so people could eat, and they put us in the back by the bathroom.
Hooters knows what's important.
You should have seen the look on his face when I said we had to go to Orange Park, and he goes, Orange Park? Where's that?
We used to go to Orange Park.
And it became Orange Park quick.
It was a long drive.
I used to pick you up, remember?
You know, and you know what I remember is that nobody knew who we were. No. And as prominent as the Jaguars were, they really weren't that. They really weren't that known. I mean, it was. Even though they had great crowds back then, I think there are more fans of the team now.
Oh, absolutely, not even close.
I believe that. I really do. I mean, they were filling the place in that first season, but there were so many places I went where I almost had to explain what the Jaguars were. Those days are over. I mean, everybody knows who and what the Jaguars are, and I think this town's heart is truly with the Jaguars. I think this town hurts when the Jaguars lose. It's just a matter of now converting all of that passion, all of that hurt, into ticket sales.
And that starts next week.
Yeah.
What amazes me is the number of people that have made comments to me over the last couple weeks about you leaving. I mean, people that I didn't even, I'll tell you in a minute, but people that I didn't even know knew who you were have made comments to me, I got to read this one.
Here we go.
For my buddy Fred.
Family show, right?
I didn't even know that my buddy Fred paid attention to you, Vic. He sends me this text today, knowing that it's your last show. Tell Vic his name should be Walter. He acts like the old man Walter Puppet on the Jeff Dunham show.
Have you ever seen Jeff Dunham?
I don't know the show.
Oh yeah.
He's a comedian.
Let me show you a picture.
He'll get
of the puppet.
YouTube up. He is the world's foremost ventriloquist, and he is outrageous. And Walter is Vic.
Well, I got a message from another Fred today.
Fred Taylor.
Yes, sir. And I can tell you.
And I know that doesn't surprise you about him.
Well, you don't expect to read it on your website, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I mean, good thing the door was closed, and I turned the TV up so no one heard me crying.
This has been it's been humbling for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's the
just
same
like you
thing.
Got what you left when you left Pittsburgh.
It's exactly the same thing. It's exact. No. No, it is very different in that sense.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. When I left to come here, it was, hey, that's great. You know, I mean, our economy around here, meaning Pittsburgh, is soft. I mean, you know, the mills are closing. Things are really in decline. Man, the Southeast is booming. Good for you. I mean, that's what I got.
Right.
I mean, for my own family. Of course, I didn't realize they were trying to get me out of town. But here, it's been different. I mean, it's been, why are you leaving us? And I, in a way, I feel bad. I feel like a traitor, but that's not it at all. And I'm sure at least you two guys and Joe and John can figure it out. I mean, this is what we do. And this,
everyone figures it out.
Yeah.
They're just sorry to see you leave.
It's a chance for something that I need to do. But for more than two weeks, I've struggled with it in the same way that I left Pittsburgh. You get the lump in the throat. But you have the excitement for the challenge that's ahead, and you have the little insecurity of leaving what is comfortable.
Sure.
And this has been a very, very comfortable place for me for 16 years. Not only the city of Jacksonville, but covering the Jaguars. I mean, I know this team inside and out. It's when I sit down and write a story, I don't have to go back to the record book. I don't have to go to the media guide. I mean, I know it in my head.
Yeah, you were here for every bit of it.
Yeah, exactly. I know that Derek Harvey, for instance, was the eighth pick of the draft, and Eugene Moreau was the eighth pick a year later, that sort of thing.
Right.
Whereas where I'm going to go now, I've got to look all that up.
Yeah, you can figure it out.
I hope.
The thing is,
no time at all.
You can go back to 1920 to look it all up. I mean, the history there is just off the charts.
I had to write a story. At Packers.com asked me to write a story, a new team, old team theme about this weekend's Super Bowl. Asked me to do a story for Packers.com. It will appear tomorrow if anybody wants to go to Packers.com and read it. And it was a little bit of,
Look at you. You're not even left your old job, and you're already plugging your new job with a shameless plug.
It's a story that centers on historical perspective.
Okay.
And so I'm starting to learn about the Packers. They were three times saved in their history from financial ruin, folks. So if you think that all teams start great and stay great, no, it doesn't work that way.
Both of these teams
and
that are playing
in the Super Bowl. Both of these teams playing on Sunday went through hard times, hard times for a long time, much longer than the Jaguars have ever gone through hard times. The Packers were saved with three stock drives, 1920, 1935, and 1950. This franchise was literally saved from financial ruin or financial collapse by those stock drives. The Steelers, on the other hand, were saved when their owner, Art Rooney, in 1935 or 36, scored the greatest one-day haul at the racetrack in horse racing history. He won somewhere between $300,000 and $500,000 Depression-era dollars hitting on long shots. Depression money, think of that. He had a Brinks truck take his winnings back to Pittsburgh, and when he got home, he told his wife, "We never have to worry about money again." And that's how he saved his franchise. So don't think that, you know, that only the Jaguars have had hard times. All of these teams have hard times, and they have overcome them, and it will happen here too.
And let me just kind of mention here before we go to break. You, your last day is Friday. This is your last Jaguars This Week program.
That's correct.
And you're wasting no time. I mean, you're jumping on a plane. You're going to the Super Bowl, right?
You're gonna
hobnob with the beautiful people.
Oh, you know, Jeff, I'm very important, and I'm almost ashamed to be in a non-working capacity. I shouldn't say never. I can't remember the last time that I was at a football game in a non-working capacity. I don't know what I'm going to do. They asked me to come. And
you're gonna make a few friends and
be with their people during the game
and soak up the atmosphere that you can write about in the weeks after the Super Bowl when you're up there.
Yes,
I think it's good that you're going though. I mean, yeah. Because I mean, if you're gonna, you know, start out with the Packers in a couple weeks, I mean, yeah. you have to go to witness maybe what Super Bowl victory would that be for them? Number two.
No, it would be four.
Yeah,
they won Super Bowl
one
and two.
Yeah,
one
but
two.
They don't like that. It will be their 13th league title.
That's
right,
true.
Right. I understand that. I didn't know if the early ones were Super Bowls or world titles.
Right.
And by the way, while you're on that train of thought, the two teams in this Super Bowl have a combined 18 league titles right now. So the winner, whoever it is on Sunday, will have scored the 19th league title among these two teams. Yeah. That is the most, 18 is the most league titles possible in a matchup in the Super Bowl because the Bears and Packers are in the same conference.
Sure.
So the Steelers are number
and
one
the
in the AFC. Yeah. No, the Browns, were most of theirs were in the old All-American Conference.
Four of them.
That doesn't count.
Right.
So the Steelers lead the AFC with six Super Bowl titles, six league titles, and the Packers lead all of the NFL with 12 league titles. So these two teams represent 18 league titles, the most possible in a Super Bowl.
All right, we need a break. We will come back. Jaguars This Week, Vic's final show. After this on News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
I'm just reading a website here that has just reported that Vic Ketchman had a cranial separation. Can we confirm or deny that? Do you still have your head on your shoulders?
I don't know about a cranial separation, but, you know, I've been accused of being nuts, if that's what you're trying to say. And on this particular subject, I don't think I am.
All right, so you can give your thoughts in here, and whether you want to talk about whether Vic's nuts or not, and we'll also...
Well, I don't want to talk about my nuts.
No, if you are nuts or not.
That's memory lane right there.
That's good.
That's great
stuff.
Radio. On a family show, I can't believe you said nuts.
Oh, that's good. I remember that. Cole's face went...
He didn't know what he said.
He went red. You know who was sitting in Jeff's seat? Was Terry McDonough that night.
Oh.
He was sitting in for GM Gene, and Terry looked at us like, is the police going to come?
Right. No, you can say booger on the air these days.
Classic.
355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. You want to talk about the Super Bowl?
Sure.
Or
why not?
Do you want to talk about Vic?
Yeah, no, I'd love to talk. You know, and I just want to mention, I don't know if you guys have had a chance, and I was telling Vic this a little bit ago. This week, NFL Network ran back-to-back-to-back-to-back forever. The half an hour highlight shows of the Super Bowl.
Right.
I recorded every one on DVR, and I started at one. And I'm now, what year am I at, Vic, with that?
You said you had gotten to the Broncos?
Yeah, the Broncos and Cowboys.
78.
No, Broncos, not Broncos and Cowboys. Broncos and...
yeah, Broncos and Cowboys, 78.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
The 1977 season, that's right.
Yeah, I'm like 77, 78.
Yeah, it was January 78.
And I recorded all of them up to the point where I started to play. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have had so much fun. Kind of, you know, because this week you can get so overloaded with the pregame hype and the pregame talk.
Right.
And what I've done is gone back and have watched these half an hour shows on the Super Bowl, and I have had an absolute ball. And folks, if you have a chance, do that. And I think Vic, you said it best a few minutes ago, and that this league is starting to get history.
Yeah.
You know, whereas when you first covered a Super Bowl, which was what, nine?
Nine was my first Super Bowl. To cover. And at the time, baseball had all the tradition, and football was pro football was an infant sport. The merger had only come 4 years earlier. Super Bowl IX was the 74 season. The merger came in 1970. And all the years before that, you know, baseball was the national pastime. And football has never done a very good job with its history. Its Hall of Fame is good, but it's not even close to Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame. And for the first time, I'm starting to see now that the football history is rich enough to be able to talk about it with the same reverence that we talk about baseball's history.
All right. Well, we've got a person who's part of the fabric of the Jaguars' history, as rich as it goes, and it's Jaguars running back. I should say Patriots running back, but you'll always be a Jaguar.
What a
Fred
treat!
Taylor.
What a treat! What a treat!
Hello, Freddie.
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
Man.
Yeah.
Fred,
we're
thank
doing
you
Vic
so
Lasho.
Much. Thank you so
hey,
much
Vic,
for that
man,
lovely.
And hey, what's going on, my brother? I thought we had to make this eye contact thing work.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about winking at me, which is a signal that you are retiring, right?
Yes, I am.
Are you winking at me?
Yeah, we got to be able to do it in person, man. That's all I can say. I mean, I can't really discuss it over the phone.
Well, you know, I'm going to the NFC now, Fred.
I can't wink over the phone. You can't see me.
Are you going to the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not going to the Super Bowl. It will hurt my heart. The Jets game, the whole thing would just, it would just open up those wounds all over again.
Yeah, you know, I thought the table was set for you guys. I thought you were in. I really, really believed that. There's no doubt in my mind that if you had beaten the Jets, the Patriots always beat the Steelers. You'd have whipped them and you'd be in this game.
Well, that's, you know, neither here nor there. Just kind of one of those things that happened. We thought, you know, going in, we definitely thought we had a good shot. We knew that they're a very tough team. And divisional game, divisional opponent, you know how all that stuff goes. You play each other twice a year, and it really comes down to execution. And at the very end of it all, who wants it the most and who's going to execute the best? And they did that particular day. I still say right now we were the better team, and I'm still saying that we were a better team than the Titans in 99. And that still hasn't gotten me anything. Nobody's feeling sorry for me. So that milk is spilt already, and they beat us.
All right, Fred, so enough about you and the Patriots. Folks, Fred,
that's right, enough about me.
Fred, first of all, let me say this. I love Fred. I think Fred is one of the greatest Jaguars in history, and I look forward to you being on the stadium's facade here to join Tony Boselli in the Ring of Honor at some point. But tonight is about Vic.
Yeah, but let me just say
thing. No. Hold on.
I just want to say one thing. Fred, I got a question in tomorrow's Ask Vic asking me what is my favorite memory, favorite moment of my memories of you. Please read the column tomorrow to see what that memory is. Go ahead, Jeff.
Of course.
All right, Fred. So Vic is leaving us. You obviously know that.
I got the news maybe 2 days ago. Ryan called me, man, and I was shocked, and I understand why. And Vic, we've talked plenty of times about this business, the nature of this game, and how to handle your business. And I'm very glad that you're a man of your words and that you just don't talk it. You know, you actually put it in action. So you got to take care of yourself first at the very end of the day. And I'm excited for you. And, you know, that's just the nature of this beast, man. That's our business.
Will you ever have, or have you ever had the type of relationship that, you know, you've had with Vic, with any other sports writer in your career, Fred?
No, I don't think there'll be another relationship of that sort. I mean, it just kind of came upon me, you know, a few years back, just walking down the hall, and, you know, he'd see me walking by, I guess, in passing, going down to Coach Coughlin's or whomever, Skip, and, you know, he would just, you know, come and visit with me, you know, and blurt something out that I didn't have a clue about, you know, but these would be about former players, the great players, and, you know, just to be able to sit down and sharing those moments with him, and he would kind of try and enlighten me to a little bit of history and a little knowledge about the game. And then it just kind of developed over time. Even when he was going through his health situation, I would ask him how he's doing and you know, just check up on him and genuinely check up on him. And then from there, I understood that the media is going to be the media. This is a guy, of course, when I started out, by him being an employee of the Jaguars, I was like, hey, why are these guys writing like that? But the truth is the truth. If you stink, you stink. If you're great, you're great. And you have to learn that as a player in this game. And he helped me understand that. And our friendship just kind of elevated. You know, we don't communicate as much. I have tons of things going on, I'm sure he does the same, but the mutual respect and that friendship will always be in my heart. So, like I said, I hate to see him leave. Truthfully, at the very end of the day, I hate that he's going. But like I said, I understand that is necessary.
I'm going to have a lot of trouble talking through this kind of stuff because it's going right into my heart, and I can tell you that I saw something in Fred right away when he was a rookie that said, get to know this guy, Vic. There's a story in there. For me, it's about the story. It's not about the yards. The yards are the thing that allows for the story to be told, for the interest in the story. But I'm looking for the story, and I knew as soon as the first couple times I talked to Fred, I knew there was a story in there. And I'm going to tell one of those stories tomorrow in my column, and it's something
I'll never forget
it as long as I live.
All right, I hate to cut this one off, but we got a break for news. Fred, if you ever want to do any
good
radio,
from you.
Thanks, Fred.
We got an empty chair in here starting next week, so you're welcome anytime.
Next week, so soon.
Yeah. Ask Fred.
Give me a little time to shake off this, that kind of recoup, man, and come back to town and sharing all of that with you all.
They want to ask Fred. Fred, the fans want to ask Fred.
Want to ask Fred?
I'm serious.
We got to talk to the right people. I mean, my time is pretty much winding down in this NFL thing.
There's the beginning of a negotiation right there.
Get out as fast as you can, Fred. I know you took care of your money.
I'm still waiting on that wink, man. I'm still kind of waiting to see you. And, you know, man.
Wink at me, Fred.
All right. We'll catch up with you soon, Fred.
All right. Hey, guys. Y'all do great. Jeff, good speaking with you. Brian, Vic, man. Safe travels. Jacksonville, they're all going to miss you. Trust me. I am too.
Fred, thank you for letting me write your story.
Oh, man. Don't worry about that. Hey, we'll get together.
All right. More to come.
See you, Fred.
All right,
guys. Y'all be good.
You too, Fred. News is next here on News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
Anything, whether you're right or not, it's not whether
Bill,
you're right.
Bill, it's what I said. It's not whether you're right.
Whether you're optimistic or not.
Well, if Bill.
You're negative all the time, Vic.
Okay, Bill. See you, buddy.
I don't care whether you're right or not. You need to show a little darn respect and a little hope, man. You've got to sell some tickets here.
Okay,
don't we?
Bill, please. You're going to make me cry here. Your positivity is just so negative.
Get it, buddy.
One of the all-time great moments
that
on this
is.
Show.
That is.
Without a doubt.
Just kiss
Bobby, are you going to be
it.
Able to be offensive like that without...
I don't think we can do that in Green Bay. I think I'd be fired in a week.
I don't think you can either. So it's Vic's final night. Just want you to know, we've got special guests. We don't need to go into who's all here and who's come through, but a lot of people have come by to express their respect. Their well wishes. Vic, as you know, came to us from Pittsburgh in 1995. So we wanted to check in Pittsburgh. Legend of Vic Ketchman. You know, he came from there. Now he's here. Now he's going back there. So we found one of the legends in the video world, right? Bob
for
McCartney.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Been there for how long, Mike?
He's been there for 38 years. He's one of our founding fathers in this business.
Explain that voice we just heard.
That's Mike, and Mike is, well, he runs this organization.
And, well, no, I don't.
Mac invented it.
I called Bob McCartney, and, hey, Mac, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good, Mike. You're the best.
No, you're the best.
That's what you said.
That's what coaches always say.
He's
one of our founding fathers, and I was just going to call. I appreciate you calling in and calling me back. But Vic Ketchman is going to the Green Bay Packers, and I didn't know if you had anything to say about Vic. You know, he was with the Steelers for years and everything else.
Wait a minute. Who are you talking about? Vic who?
Vic Ketchman.
From where?
He was with the Steelers
Pittsburgh?
At some point.
I never heard of the guy.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate.
I've never heard of him.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, man. Good luck.
Mac. It's me. You know. Come on.
Did you have practice today?
Yeah, we had practice today.
All right.
You know, it's cold. It's like Green Bay, I guess. You know what I hear on the radio? 72 at the beaches. What are you nuts? Hey, Vic. Congrats. Good luck. You're the best, babe.
Maybe I'll see you this weekend, huh?
He doesn't know who
you
are.
Better be after the week.
All right, Mac. Take care.
Thanks, Bob.
All right,
I'll see
you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, so we have validation that Vic actually did come
they
from
don't know
Pittsburgh.
Who he is.
I can tell you some stories. I mean, I can go back to the days when they put film in these giant cans. I mean, these great big cylinders, and they were enormous. And when you – this is the truth. Imagine this. When you walked into the Steelers' offices, they had built like these low-standing – library shelves, like holders for these great big cans of tape. And everywhere you walked in their hallways, the hallways were lined with these two or three shelves full of these canisters of film. And on it would say Steelers Browns 76, Steelers-Bengals 75. I mean, you know, with a little label on it. It was everywhere. It was, I mean, now you guys have air-conditioned rooms, climate control rooms. Your stuff is computerized. I mean, you can go into your room and just type in a particular play, fourth and one against the Giants, and, you know, 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play, and up comes the play, right?
That's correct.
Do you go back to the film days?
First year in film was 86.
Okay.
So, yeah. So the first year was 86 when we converted to, when we had a Sony deal. And that was the first year that we converted from film to video.
My first year, my first training camp was 1972. And I can remember being a young guy, just thrilled to be there and doing an interview with Bud Carson, the late Bud Carson, the founder of the of Cover 2.
Sure.
This, you know, great defensive coordinator. And Bud was a film nut and a chain smoker, unfortunately. I remember what he used to smoke, Vantage. I mean, the
kind of like you, but that's fine.
Those days are over. I don't do that anymore. Anyhow, I can remember Bud, sitting with Bud in his dormitory room, and the room is dark, and he's got the projector going with this gigantic spool of film on there, shooting it against the wall. I mean, you know this from your father's days. I mean, that's how they watch film, you know, against the wall. And sitting there and talking to him as he's watching film and he's smoking, and there's this enormous cloud of dense smoke in front of the light that's coming out of the projector. Jeff, you probably aren't old enough to remember.
We had that in high school.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's when I started, and I left there and went to the media room and banged out a story on a Royal portable typewriter.
All right, well, they didn't know who he was in Pittsburgh. Can we go to Green Bay?
Yeah. You want to introduce us to this gentleman?
Hey, yeah, this is Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Perk, how are you?
Good to talk to you, man. I appreciate you getting back. This is Bob Ekberg, another one of our founding fathers in film.
Now, I've not
and
met
video.
Bob.
You're going to meet him.
I hope so.
Yeah, and you better be nice to him, too.
I absolutely will be nice
okay,
to him.
But you hired this guy named Vic Ketchman. I didn't know if you've heard this or, I don't know, I know you're busy with the Super Bowl. Have you heard of this guy yet?
Vic what?
Vic Ketchman.
Just set up.
Ketchman.
I don't know.
I've heard that they hired another guy, but I thought that that was something that had to do with somebody that was supposed to help organize the bikes and the kids at training camp. Is that what it was?
I think that's Vic. That's Vic. So I just wanted to, Bob is a good friend of mine, and Vic's coming your way. He'll probably be there this weekend, but I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're busy. And
he'll
good
do
luck
a great job
weekend.
With the bikes.
Well, we need that because we got an awful lot of people that need rides down to the training camp.
Bob,
so
do you know, do the Packers have a website?
I doubt it. And there's not a lot of people that use those. There's not a lot of people that use those computers up in Green Bay.
Now, Bob, I have a question for you.
Sure.
May I take you to the Union Hotel for a drink when I get there?
Well, I can't really see why not.
Here's a man of great logic, right?
Because I got a feeling I was taken there, and I really like it.
it's a very nice place, isn't it?
It was Lombardi's hangout, I was told.
That is correct. And even one of the old equipment guys used to rent a room up top in the hotel rooms there when it still was a working hotel.
Yeah, that's the room I'm moving into here.
Well, I heard the rates are really cheap, so I could probably understand that.
Well, Bob, appreciate you calling, Bob.
Hey, no problem.
Appreciate
Welcome to Green Bay. I hope you have a great time.
I'll see you in Dallas. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
All right. Take it easy, Vic.
All right.
See
good
you.
Luck. Well, there's your past and your future.
Yeah.
We'll deal with your present, at least for the next 10, 12 minutes here.
Thanks, Mike.
Jaguars This Week, Vic's final show with us, continues after this on News Talk Radio WOKV. Depend on it. What do we have? About 8 minutes left?
Not much
Something
time.
Like that? Not much time, Vic. For all these years, it's winding down fast. But we, you know, we found some people that are important to you.
You know, you can call me, and I'll come on the show.
No, I know. But yeah, it's not going to be the same as having
same.
You here.
All right.
The last show of
you know,
co-host.
And I don't know if we ever told this. You know, we started the show back in 1998, if you remember, in the spring of 1998.
With Matt Robinson.
Right. And then Dave Wydell did a year, and then Loggy came in. And when Loggy came in, the show went, whoom, it took a big jump
forward.
There's
no question.
Because we butted heads a lot.
The dynamics sort of grew from that.
Jeff, I mean, you spiked it. There's no question.
Okay. So, but here's the key. And we said this to you the day you came in. The only rule we have is that we're not going to sit and line up interviews and do prep and all that. Just bring your opinions every Wednesday night.
Just talk.
And the show became what it is, which is the number one locally produced talk show in Jacksonville.
Wow. Wasn't aware of that.
No, it dominates. We own it. Own the space, as they say. So, he just left the Jaguars also. Brett Green joins us now, the new video director.
Good friend here.
From the University of Georgia.
Go
he goes, you
Bulldogs.
Goes. Exactly. Hello, Brett. How's life up in Georgia?
It's going good, man. How are you guys doing?
I'm great,
doing
Brett.
Doing good.
Do you know about this? You know he's leaving?
We miss seeing Brett. We miss you seeing you come in every Wednesday.
Hey, man, I miss it down there, too. But the real question is, Vic, have you thought this thing through? Because, well, first of all, you're a golf guy, right? You're kind of addicted to golf, kind of like me. You're not going to be able to play in January, February, and March up there like you do in Jacksonville. So are you mentally
or April?
Yeah, but when I bring you up there in July and you play Whistling Straits, are you going to be asking me that same question?
Did you get a membership to Whistling Straits as part of your deal?
Oh, I'll somehow, some way, worm my way in there. You can count on that.
I thought to myself, I will never see Vic for the next 5 years until he gets to North Carolina, because I'm never going to take a trip to Wisconsin, and he only takes one trip a year, and that's to Myrtle Beach. So, congrats on the job, Vic. You know, I wish you well.
Well, we're going to be going back and forth. I'm going to be going back and forth for a while, and I'll never get too far away from Jacksonville in my heart or in my mind. We're going to keep the house. And
can we get you to leave your cell phone on?
Yeah.
So that we can call
once
you.
Once in a while, maybe.
Well, no, I'm getting a ferry now, guys. So you're going to have to.
Well, are you going to text?
A what?
Are you going to text now?
Yeah, you're getting a what?
I'm getting a berry, you know?
He's going to text.
One of them berries.
Oh, yeah.
He actually knows how to use a cell phone.
You better watch it. Do you know the calls you're going to get on Saturday nights? Are you aware? If you give that number out, do you know the calls you're going to get on Saturday nights?
What is Jeff, Brian, and Joe going to do now without you there?
Are you available?
Real question.
All right. Brett used to, by the way, come in every Wednesday night during the season. Whether there was food or not, we've got to give him credit for that. But he just come in. What y'all going to talk about tonight? And Vic always had a flippant remark.
Hits a golf ball like I've never seen anyone hit a golf ball in my life. I'm out.
Just not straight.
Sometimes not straight, but a lot of times, most of the time straight. And as far as I've ever seen anything hit.
Brett, thank you, Brett.
We got to dump you because we got another Georgian. He's actually a Floridian.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. But he's up there now, and he's doing great things. And I know that from the time he got here in 2003 to right now, Mike Smith, the Falcons head coach, has been a dear friend. And so we thought in the last 3 or 4 minutes, we'd bring him on just to say goodbye. Hello, Smitty. How are you?
Hey, Brian. How you doing, Vic?
Mike, I'm...
How you...
I think I've told you this. I think back often to the times in my office we sat and talked about your future mostly. And I might as well say it. I used to try to get you to think in terms of college coaching all the time, because the NFL is cutthroat. I mean, it's these NFL head jobs are kind of 2-3 year jobs, and you get kicked to the curb. And I never wanted that for you, and I always try to get you to think college with the idea that, you know, I said, you want to be in a place where on Saturday morning in the winter, people will come in and they'll say, hi, coach, and stop and talk to you instead of throw something at you, you know, which is, I mean, that's the way it is with these poor head coaches in the NFL. Well, somebody took the aggressive route, and I was all wrong, because he's now one of the most respected coaches in the NFL, one of the up-and-coming coaches in the NFL, and I was going to send you an email about this, Smitty, and I decided that after the Packers game, I would wait.
Yeah, well, we didn't play well in the Packers game, but picked a bad time to play poorly, Vic, but I just want to tell you how much I enjoyed our conversations all the time. You are such a historian about the game of football, and I enjoyed listening to you talk about Coach Knoll and the things that happened there and with Coach Coughlin. You taught me a lot about the game of football, especially professionally, even though you did talk about the college game. But I know that there's a lot of folks there in Jacksonville that are gonna miss you because you really set the bar awful high for whoever's going to come in and do the things that you've done there with Jaguars.com. Man,
everybody in this building roots for you, Mike, and I can prove that.
Yeah, well, and I know you've had a great time there. I just know you're going to be in the NFC now, and I think we're going to be playing the Packers yeah. next year. They're on our schedule.
I think you're going to be playing the Packers. At the non-scheduled time of the year a lot, too.
Hey, Smitty. What? Lagerman.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, you know what I'm excited about? Is since Vic is leaving, guess who gets added to the Saturday night call list? It's not just you and
Vic,
Tom.
That's not a good thing, Vic.
Yeah. We're going to call him Vic every Saturday night.
Yeah, but I'm getting one of them berries now, you know?
Oh,
so,
he's going big time. Yeah. Smitty, we are unfortunately out of time. Congratulations on a good season, and we know you got a lot more in front of you.
Well, appreciate it, guys. And, Vic, God bless you, man, and enjoy your journey up there to Packerland.
Thanks, Mike. I'll see you soon.
All right. It's hard to believe.
All right.
Thanks, Smitty. The music is about to start, and it's over. And I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, boy, did you teach me a lot.
Well, it's time for me to say something. And Joe, Brian, Jeff, everybody, Mike, John, everybody who can hear this message, thank you for 16 great years. Thank you so much. I'll miss you all.